Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Melkam. Melkam Ehud. Ehud, Ehud, Ehud. Ehud, Ehud. First day from the Ahad, Ahad, which means one. So here, 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 just waiting for the live stream. The live stream to come on as well. That's the Rastafari Israelites. It's a channel one. And then we have channel two, Rastafari Groundation, a backup channel right there. So as we just wait for them to come on the board so that we're all on board at one and the same time. Here, here, here. So here we still are in. We still are in this Kitabo. We're still in the Torah reading and feeding right here. Here we're at the 50th. The 50th. It's interesting, the themes. Okay, greetings, greetings, greetings to the Rastafari Israelites. Greetings, Rastafari Israelites on the channel one and channel two, Rastafari Groundation, and also elsewhere, far and near, where this can be heard. So here we've been going to the word from the Shabbat Ki Tabo. Shabbat Ki When Tabo, when you enter in. In the King of Kings Bible, the Rolam Harb, we have Beh Gebahim Gizeh, in the time that you enter in. My Ki Tabo Geba, Ba and Geba. Interesting how the Rolam Harb gets the roots. You know, there's a common denominator. Well, right here, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 1 to 29, verse 9. So also, you could say, yes. So also we are in this Shabbat here of comfort, the prophet's reading. It's coming forward, forward, forward right here. So while we kind of, you know, reboot here for the first day service, Sunday service, first day service, going to complete the Torah portion of the reading and feeding. And then we will pick up with the Haftarah or the prophet's reading. So this is this right here, 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 right, corresponding to the Ki Tabo. Right, the Ki Tabo. Here we're in another Shabbat of comfort. There are the seven Sabbaths of comfort, and there are the, you say, the special readings and feedings. So it's almost like the harvest, the seven times seven, you know, after first fruits. He says, you shall count seven Sabbaths complete. Now the Sabbath is the seventh day, right? And he says, on the morrow, that count begins. On the morrow after the seventh Shabbat. So coming forward to the Yom Teruah and the autumnal or fall festival season, you know, here the ingathering, scripturally referred to as the ingathering, right? The ingathering at the end of the year. We have this special Shabbat, Shabbat Kumi Ori, Kumi Ori. Arise and shine. That's based on Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 60, focus verses 1 to 22. So this is coming forward. And then as we have the Shabuah, you know, we're here completing the seventh right here. Let's see if we have this tune right here, the Uri. Let's see. I think Ike Levi Ye Uri, shine Yisrael. Shine. Here the Kumi speaking to Israel, speaking to us, I and I. Here he speaks to us in the feminine sense, speaking to the soul of his people, having that compassion even as upon she. So it's interesting even in the Hebrew, and also when we see the different translations, even the ancient, the Guttas, and also the Royal Amharic, it reflects that particular sense, speaking to Israel like a bride, you know, like a daughter, right, to rise and shine. Kumi Uri. So here, here, here for this, you say six Sabbaths of comfort here corresponding with Ki Tabo. When you enter in, when you enter into the land, in the metaphysical sense, when you enter into that consciousness. So here, Iki Levi with Uri, Kumi Uri, shine.
עוד מעט ונצליח להביא את המשיח. אם רק נמשיך להשתדל לקנה, אני רואה ברחוב כולם רוצים לאהוב ולעזור זה לזה. עושה לי טוב כזה בתוך הלב, מה שגורם לי לבקש ממך.
Foundation. that controls everything and delivers damage. Yeah.
Thank you.
enough to dance all night. Too weak to hold it back. Strong enough to give your heart attack. The situation sweet my soul as long as I live.
I shall sing as long as
not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 hear. For the Shabi'i, for the seventh reading, the seventh aliyah of offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tavo. Here, picking up the fifth book of Moses. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here, 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 here. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here, 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 here. For the Shabi'i, for the seventh reading, the seventh aliyah of offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tavo. Here, picking up the fifth book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called in English Deuteronomy. Now, here, 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 a note for the Chavarim in the Masoretic, in the Chumash, chapter 28 has 69 verses, and the first verse of chapter 29 is the 69th verse of chapter 28, the verse that reads, "These are the words of the covenant which Yahweh, Jehovah, commanded Moshe to make with the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb." That right there is the 69th verse in KJV. It's the first verse underneath the superscription, the Palestinian covenant, first item, introductory words. But here, 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 for the Shavi'i, the seventh aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh offering up, for this Shabbat Ki Tavo, we pick up with the second verse for the first words here for this Shabi'i, this seventh Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Waik Raik 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 Waik Ra Moshe Il Kol Yisrael Wayomer Lehem Atem Re'item Eta Kol Asher Asa Yahweh le ayanekem de aretz Mitzrayim le Faro ul kol e badayo ul kol arso. And Moses, Moshe, called to all Israel. Vayikra Moshe il kol Israel, and said to them, Vayomer Elehem. Ye, y'all, have seen all that Jehovah did before your eyes in the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, Kemet, to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land. Atem ra'item et kol asher asah Yehovah le'aynekem de aretz Mitzrayim le'Pharaoh ul kol ibadayo ul kol arzo. The great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles, yet Yahweh Jehovah hath not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear to this day. And I have led you 40 years, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxing old upon thy foot. Ye, y'all, have not eaten bread, neither have ye, y'all, drunk wine or strong drink, that ye, y'all, might know that I am Yahweh Elohim. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear for the Maftir, verse 7. Hear at verse 7 for the Maftir reading. Wa ta bo'u il ha makom haze wa yitzeya sihon meleka cheshbon wi oga meleka habashan likarateinu la milchama wa nakem. And when ye y'all came to this place, wa tavou il hamakom, Sion, the king of Heshbon, Sihon, melech Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, we Og melech HaBashan, came out against us, against Ainai, to battle, and we smote them. Likarateinu la milchama wayanakim. And we took their land and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of Manasseh. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that y'all may prosper in all that ye that y'all do. Thus right here, fulfillment of the aliyot, of the up offering, the readings here for this Shabbat from the Torah for this Shabbat ki tavo. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dinsu, kabur l'chaylu. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkeinu. Glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King. Kabur l'kadamawi, chay l'salase. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Beshem, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen.
Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu Torat emet Vayeolam natei Vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh Notein ha-Torah Sheila. Thank you.
Repatriate and make we take it all. Enough land for you and Simon. Work hard and make we do it in a yard.
Africa, Africa. Then we move down to South Africa. Make a move over West Africa. And then we end up in Ethiopia, man.
Africa,
boy. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Here I come.
We're coming to take it.
Africa, boy.
Hold on strong.
Here I come.
See the Israelites, them coming.
When we go there, we now run. Cha-cha, no.
Psalm 24.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
You have clean hands. 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
לדוד מזמור. לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובה. כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע.
לדוד מזמור, אדוני הארץ ומנועה, בבל ויושב ובה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, והנהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, מי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע. זהו שערים ראשיכם, ינשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים ראשיכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד סלע.
Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah, Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart.
Adonai,
שבוע טוב.
יתחכו יום יבוא, אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יתחכו. ברוך השם, יש לנו את החירות לבחור. ממשיך קדימה, לא נשאר מאחור. הכוח הוא בהתמדה, כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה. יש כבוד, יש
מזמור תפגנת, לדוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובא, כי הוא על ימין יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
מה הם יעשו, תגיד לי, מה הם יעשו? מה הם יעשו כשהקלטו שהם שאו? מה הם יעשו, תגיד לי, מה הם יעשו?
כבוד עלק, תקשיב.
יש כבוד, יש!
לאנשים שהבינו.
יש כבוד, יש!
אלה שהבינו.
לאריות ונמרים
אין כבוד, אין לנחשים וצבועים.
יש כבוד, יש!
בינינו לאלוהינו.
יש כבוד, יש!
אנחנו לא לבדנו.
יש כבוד, יש!
לסבלנות של שנים אין כבוד, אין לנרקומנים לשקלים. כבוד לאלה שאיתנו כבר שנים, ואלה שעברו את הזמנים הקשים, אלה שלא רואים רק את הזרקורים. אין לחברים אחים, אין להגברים, אין לשבילו בין עיקר לטפל, זה שמברך אותך מול זה שמקלל, אין לשבילו בין חרוץ לעצל, אין לשעבדו בשמש לא חיכו בצל, אין לשהיו אחד בפה אחד בלב, אין לשבילו מי נותן ומי חולב, אין לשבילו בין חבר לאויב, הם שעבדו אותי אותם אני אוהב.
אנשים שהבינו, יש כבוד, יש!
אלה שהבינו,
יש כבוד, יש!
לאריות ונמרים אין כבוד, אין לנחשים וצבועים.
יש כבוד, יש!
בינינו לאלוהינו.
יש כבוד, יש!
אנחנו לא לבדנו.
יש כבוד, יש!
לסבלנות של שנים אין כבוד, אין לנרקומנים לשקלים. מציע לכל אלה שראו והאמינו, אלה שרצו לשמוע, אלה שהפנימו, אלה שאכלו את ההצלחה ולא השמינו, רק אתכם רצינו ואיתכם בנינו. אלה שחיפו נקי ולא רצו למעוך, אלה שהלכו ליד ולא חיפשו לדרוך, אלה שתמיד ידעת יש על מי לסמוך, גם כשהיה קשה עזרת לי למשוך. אלה שהייתי כשעוד נראיתי מוזר, אלה שהביטו קצת קדימה למחר, אלה נשארו כשכל הרעש נגמר. מי שלא נשמר עומד מול זה שנמכר, כי
יש כבוד, יש!
לאנשים שהבינו,
יש כבוד, יש!
ואלה שהבינו,
יש כבוד, יש!
לאריות ונמרים אין כבוד, אין לנחשים וצבועים.
יש כבוד, יש!
בינינו לאלוהינו,
יש כבוד, יש!
אנחנו לא לבדנו,
יש כבוד, יש!
לסבלנות של שנים כבוד, אין לנרקומנים לשקלים.
יום לבוא, אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו. יום לבוא, אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו. ברוך השם, יש לנו את החירות לבחור, ממשיך קדימה לא נשאר מאחור. הכוח הוא בהתמדה, כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה.
יש כבוד, יש!
Yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, y
ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam.
Shavua tov, shavua tov, shavua tov, shavua tawab, shavua tov, shavua, shavua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Kumi Uri, coming forward, rise, shine, rise, shine. One more Hebrew right here, going right off the Haftarah. Yes, Nechi Nech, Yedshe Rastaman.
אומר תודה לאל כשהוא קם וכשהולך לישון מפרנס את המשפחה דואג לחברים שדואגים להרים את הווליומים בספיקרים הייתי שרס סמן ישראלי עס לי לא מתעסק פה בחרטות ומדבר רק רסמי אז מי איתי תשימו יד אחת למעלה איצ'י בן מספר אחד אז יאללה
אני הייתי שרס סמן ואין בי פחד כולם נשאיר איתי ביחד אני הייתי שרס סמן ואין בי פחד
לא לוחץ על ברקסים דוגרים נטול שקרים או אינטרסים שולח כבוד לאחים שהאמינו והשפיעו בא מהשכונה הזו אף פעם לא שוכח מי הוא מריץ את הדיבור בין הבניינים יודע שיש אחד למעלה שמנהל את העניינים נותן לכולם יחס שווה חשוב תמיד לזכור בקשר לדעת גזע מין עדה או צבע אור רואה כל החיים את כולם נלחמים נגד עצמם אז תמיד דוגל באהבת חינם
אני הייתי שרס סמן ואין בי פחד כולם נשאיר איתי ביחד אני הייתי שרס סמן ואין בי
Beit Israel sister here. She's doing something called Move, right? Move right here from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Some beautiful music here for you right up right here for this this Kumi Ori. Rise, shine, right here, here, here. Ayala, hear that shit. season. That's from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Time and a season. Time and a season for everything. The chorus, la nua, like to move, like almost like keep it moving. You know what I mean? There's a time and a season, and this time here and this season here. So let's stay tuned for the Haftarah coming forward
stay
here.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash, Aliyot.
Queen Makeda right here some Hebrew with some English as well, and this tune, I Am Shem, on the Discipline Rhythm. Here.
Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Yisrael. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Yisrael. Abraham had a night vision of future posterity. For stubborn disobedience and suffered the curse of captivity. 400 years twice over was the prophecy. Kidnapped from Africa, sold as a slave, but my home is in the east. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. I am Yisrael. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Yisrael.
Brother, Jerusalem fell under siege from the perils of war. I was forced to flee, sought refuge on African shore. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its cunning. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I forsake thee, O Mount Zion, woe be unto my soul. If I forget Jerusalem, chief of my joy.
like shalom, my brother, shalom, master, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brother, shalom, master, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's my honor.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar b'nebiim tobim veratzah b'debreihim haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torah u'moshe abdo u'b'Israel ammo u'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah,
chapter
60, verses 1 to verse 22.
Besamah ma fesakadu sahadu amlak.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh Buruku is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahweh Buruku shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted to thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come to thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of Yahweh Buruku. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to thee. All the rams of Nebaioth shall minister to thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the owls shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, in the name of Yahweh thy Elohim Buruku, and the Holy One of Israel, the Kedushan of Israel, because he have glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister to thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be opened continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring to thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come to thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending to thee,
and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of Yahweh, Buruku, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, Yahweh Buruku, am thy Savior, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass, I will bring gold, and for iron, I will bring silver, and for wood, brass, and for stones, iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thy extractors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light to thee, but Yahweh Buruku shall be to thee an everlasting light, an everlasting Barhana, and thy Elohim, thy glory, Kabur. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for Yahweh shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hand, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, Yahweh Buruku, will hasten it in his time. Amen.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Hadasha Hadith Kidan New Testament reading for RSS number 50. Ki Tabo, when you come in, from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 6, and Revelation chapter 21, verse 10 through 27. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Ephesians chapter 1, part 1, the apostolic salutation. Verse 3, Gimel, verse 4, Dalet, verse 5, Hey. Verse 6, wow. Baruch Ha Elohim, Wa'abi Adonainu, Yeshua HaMashiach, Asher Berkanu, Bekol Berkat, Ruach
Bamromim Bamashiach. Kasher Bahar Otanubo Lifne Mosto Tebel Lihyot Kitshim Utmimim Lifnayo Behaba Adanulo Libanim Al Yidei Yeshua Hamashiach Kirtzon Hepso Lite Hilat Kebod Chasto Asher Hanan Otanu Biyidido. Paul, an apostle of Yeshua HaMashiach, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of Ha Elohim, by the will of God, to the saints that are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in HaMashiach Yeshua, to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from Elohim Abinu, from God our Father, and from Ha Adon Yeshua HaMashiach. And from the Lord Jesus Christ. Part 2, the believer's position in grace. The seven elements of the believer's position. Blessed be Ha Elohim and Ab of Adonenu Yeshua HaMashiach. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Mashiach, in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us to the adoption of children by Yeshua HaMashiach to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, that he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of fullness of times he might gather together both that are in heaven and that are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Mashiach, who first trusted in Christ, in whom he also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, that in the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Revelation 21. The Lamb's Wife, the New Jerusalem. Verse 9, Tate. Verse 10, Yod. Wayaboa Eli Echad Mishabat Hamalakim Hanosim Sheba Hakarot Hamelot Sheba Hamakot Haaharonot Wayidaber Eli Lemur Boa Wearaka et Hakala Eshet Hase Wayikaheni Baruach Al Har Gadol Wegaboa, Wayarini, Hair Hakdosha, Yerushalayim, Hagadola, Yeredet Min Hashemayim, Meet Ha Elohim. And there came to me one of the seven angels that had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.
And he carried me in a spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from Elohim, having the glory of Elohim. Her light was like to a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a great wall and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, that are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. In the building of the wall, it was of jasper, and the city was of pure gold, like to clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprase, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. The new temple. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. The new light. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of Elohim did light in it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them that are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, by Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Kriya Tova, Achi. Good read, right there. Kriya Tova, Ache, Achim. Brothers, give thanks, co-laborers, right here, and the fulfillment right here. Temesken,
we have fulfilled all. Praise be Temesken, Xiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christus,
Jesus Christus,
Jesus Christus,
Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus. Bezrat Hashem, lift up your head, yes, God.
Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know.
striving for better. And we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Don't be discouraged by the pitfalls and their worries. Saving job for one night, for joy coming in the morning. And if you lose your soul, there's nothing to gain. It will be over.
The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Again and again.
Yes, yes, yes. Hear, hear, hear. For this sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong. There's a theme, you know, Deuteronomy chapter 28 is often pointed to, you know, by we once lost, now found. This is a sign of who is Israel, the people of the book, according to the book. Now, what's interesting is that there's Leviticus chapter 26 that speaks about the blessings, the benefits, the good and the bad, right? Depends on the choice, the right choiceness. Give thanks, Ra Seymour, and hail up to K. Becker, a.k.a. Vaughn Benjamin, where he spoke about, you know, explaining righteousness, right choiceness. So the consequences for that right choice or the consequences for the wrong choice. So here we're going to just review the tokahat, tokahat, tokahot. This word is interesting, chastisement, punishment, instruction, discipline. But here, Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
What does the word tokaha and tokahot, tokahot? Tokaha rebukes, sometimes interpreted as rebukes, chastisement, rebukes. We have this here, here, here within the Torah and especially within the chapters 28, the rebukes, the chastisement, sometimes brought out as reproof, rebukes, the word tokaha, tokaha. A confrontation over chatat, chatiat, over sin, over ukri, over lack, forfeiture. Whether it's an actual sin, an actual ukri, a forfeiture, a lack, or the possibility of sinning, of lacking, as we have in even Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17. When it's applied to Yisrael, to Israel, it refers to a warning, and a prophecy of a certain fearful judgment and progressively painful punishments if the terms and the terms and conditions of the covenant are unfulfilled. And this is an important theme, even though we have within many of the Psalms, rebuke I not. Right, rebuke I not, as we have even within Psalm Mizmor Lamed Chait, O Lord, O Jehovah, rebuke me, rebuke I not in thine anger, Yahuwah, Allah Bik Etzipika, Tokiheini. Rebuke I not. It actually brings out the sense in the Hebrew, not in anger, not in al bik etzipika, not in the eyes wrath, not in the eyes anger. Toki cheni, in other words, rebuke I, but not in thine anger. If you rebuke I, but not in thine anger. So we have the word tokaha, rebuke, reproof, rebuke and reproofs. Recall that Moshe Moshe had gave further instructions regarding how to proclaim, how, in what way do we proclaim, in what way they were to proclaim the baraka, right, the blessings and the kalala, the curses, or the aror. Now, the aror, what's the difference between the word aror and the kalal, right, the kalal? We have these two words. So just zooming in right here within the scriptures, especially within the Barim in Deuteronomy, as we come to the fulfillment of the repetition of the law. So Moshe gave further instruction regarding how to proclaim the blessings and the curses of HaBrit, of the covenant in the promised land. Now, we have an earlier mention of it in Parsha Re'eh, also in Kitabo. After crossing the Yarden, the Jordan, and entering into Shechem, the tribes were to be divided into two groups. So we have six of the tribes on Mount Gerizim shouting Amen after the Berkot, the blessings, were announced by Halloween. And we have six of the tribes shouting Amen, Amen, assenting, so be it, let it be, after various curses or consequences were forth told and were announced. Now, after describing this particular rite, this ritual, Moshe, he delivered the tokaha, the rebuke, in that he foretold a terrible, a dreadful, an awful litany of consequences, or the curses, what's often referred to as the curses for disobedience, including the prospect of being scattered among Hagoyim, among the Gentiles, among other nations and nationalities, the international community, because of Ha'am, because of the people, even Jah people, once lost, now found, black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael, their future, pointing out their future disobedience. And here we're in the dispensation, in the event horizon, right, after the fulfillment of the 400 years, but still within the prophetic iniquity of the Amorites. Now, Moshe, he concluded by declaring that the people, even Jah people, had not yet, and this is the key right here, had not yet attained a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear. I found that to be a very interesting word right there. He says that the people had not yet attained a heart, heartically speaking, being heartical. They had not yet attained a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear. What does this mean, Chaburim? In Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 4, says, yet the Lord hath not given you an heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear to this day. Now, after all that is said, we have this here, which is said, and Jehovah hath not given you a heart to perceive. Heart. So the heart perceives, and the eyes to see, seeing, and ears to hear to this day. Wolo natani Yahuwah lakem leib lada'at le ayinayim lirot we azanayim lishma'a ad hayom hazeh. Now, it's interesting here because this particular word that we have in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 4, Yet Jehovah hath not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear to this day. We find it in the Brit Chadasha. We find it being quoted in the New Testament, in the Adis Kidan. We find this quote right here, even in Romans chapter 11, verse 8, it reads, according as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear to this day. Now, of course, there is slightly different, but the essence of the verse says that they don't have the heart to perceive. Now, what's interesting, it says, teach us, right? Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to chokmah. And the key in Mashal and Proverbs, the connection in Proverbs and the teaching in the Proverbs, the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon with wisdom, right? Wisdom and hearticality and being heartical and heart perceiving. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. In Mizmor Sadai, in Psalm 90 here at verse 12, so teach us to number our days. Limnot Yamenu Kain Ho Da'a. So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. We Navi Levav Chakma. Teaching us to number our days that we may apply heart of wisdom. We Navi Levav Chakma. Teach us to number our days. Limnot Yamenu Kain Hoda'a. We Navi Levav Chakma. Wisdom and getting to know, getting the gnosis, the da'at, the Hebrew da'at, the da'at. Now the word da'at is knowledge, and then we have it as da'at, the eish da'at, fiery law. It's interesting because as we study the Hebraic word or interpretation of what we know as religion, it comes under two words. One of them is da'at. The da'at. What is da'at? Yes, da'at. The da'at. The knowledge. The gnosis. But here it says that according as is written. We're written. Where is it written? You can compare some verses from the prophets, but we also compare here from HaTorah, from the Torah. Deuteronomy 29. In some manuscripts, Hebrew manuscripts, it's the third verse. KJV, we have it as the fourth verse. Yet Jehovah hath not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear to this day. After all that is said here, after all that we have said here, we have this concluding word, this concluding statement, Wilo Natani Yahuwah Lakem Leib Lada'at We Ainaima Lirot We Aznaima Lishma'a Adahayom Hazeh. And the next verse says, and I have led you 40 years. So this speaking of a dispensation period of time of 40 years in the Midbar, in the wilderness. And what's mentioned next? Your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and thy shoes is not waxing old upon thy foot. Which also speaks to the nature of the once lost, now found, the black people, the black sheeple, to the Israelites. Their clothing was important to them. And he said that your clothing didn't become old, and your shoes, you had good kicks, footwear. Clothing and footwear is important to so-called black people. Called black lives are materialistically. But the heart perceiving, the eyes seeing, and the ears hearing, there is still that blindness. And here in Romans, the epistle to the Romans, chapter 11, You say chapter 11 in the world, in the seclorum, chapter 11 is called bankruptcy. How interesting is the epistle to the Romans here in chapter 11? It speaks of the spiritual Yisrael. That's not Israel just according to the flesh. Not because you know you're an Israelite that you're saved, because now you know that you're not just a Negro, a so-called black, colored, or so forth and so on, that you are Israelite, but that alone is the spiritual, it's the spirit. The spirit is key. Spiritual Yisrael. Find, and it's finding salvation. But national Yisrael, national, fleshy, carnal Israel is and was judicially blinded. This is a section here in Romans chapter 11, and we have a section from verse 7 to verse 12 that reads, "What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. But the call of the chosen, the faithful, those of the new name, precious name, that new name, the elect, Rastafari, obtain it. But the rest are blinded, according as it is written, God, Elohim, have given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear to this day. And Dawid and David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Make their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their back always. I said then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Elohim, God forbid, Chalila, Cha forbid, but rather, through the fall of Israel, salvation is come to Hagoyim. Salvation has come to the nations, the nationalities. Salvation has come to the international community, for to provoke the Israelites to jealousy, to zealousy. Now, if the fall of them, speaking about the Bnei Yisrael, speaking about we black people, if the fall of us, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them, the riches of Hagoyim. So diminishing of us, we see our condition as the once lost now found, and we see the condition of other nationalities. But it says, now if the fall of them, the riches of the world, so our fall, the riches of the world, flesh, the seclorum, and the diminishing of them, the diminishing of the Israelites, of I and I, the riches of the Goyim, of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? What happens with our fullness coming to fulfillment? So here, in this time after the 400 years, this word is important. Scrolling forward in Romans, the Epistle to the Romans, verse 25 of chapter 11, verse 25, it says, "For I would not, brethren, that y'all should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye, y'all, should be wise in your own conceits." See, wisdom is good, but not wisdom in our own conceitedness. Like the ain't right Israelites. That blindness in part. Get the word blindness in part. They're seeing, but they're blind. Because what about the heart perceiving? That blindness in part has happened to Yisrael until the fullness of Hagoyim, the fullness of the nations, be come in. So here, and coming to the standing, Nitzavim, we had Ki Tetzeh, when you go forth, when you go forward, Ki Tabo, when you go in, when you become in, when you go in. And here, Nitzavim. Let's reflect, first of all. Let's reflect on the Tokacha. What are the Tokacha? Reflecting on the reproofs, reflecting on the rebukes, reflecting on the Tokacha, the tokaha. So we have tokaha, tokaha in the singular, tokahot in the plural sense. Coming to this great chapter, chapter 28. Now, often we may look at the chapter as just the curses for disobedience, because so much of the chapter, from verse like 15 to verse 68, is the tokachot, the tokachot. What is the tokachot? The rebukes, the rebukes. And what are these rebukes? What are the rebukes? We find the rebukes in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to 68, also in Vayikra, in Leviticus chapter 26, verses 14 to 46. So compare, if you will, Leviticus chapter 26, verses 14 to 46, and Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to verse 68. And let's look into some of the differences. What are some of the differences in the tokachot, the rebukes given in Leviticus chapter 26 and the ones given in Deuteronomy? The two main tokachot, rebukes, reproofs given to Yisrael, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel in HaTorah, we could say given to the black man. This is the so-called black man, the black and the brown man in the Americas and the Caribbean. There are two main tokachot. The first is given in the end of Vayikra, the end of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 26, verses 14 to 46. And the second, the longer one, is given during Moses, his farewell speech, his farewell address, his speaking even to that new generation, the youths and the new generation of the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to 68. The rebuke in Leviticus, it ends with some hope. The rebuke in Leviticus, the rebuke in Vayikra, it ends with some tikva, some hope, some expectation. Quote, nevertheless, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not have rejected them, nor will I have abhorred them to destroy them, to break briti, my covenant with them. Ki ani Yahuwah Elohim, for I be he who be who he be, their Elohim, their power, their true good, their true God. We find this in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 44. So there's some hope in that verse. Nevertheless, when they are in the land of their enemies, I, he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be the name. He says that I will not have rejected them, nor will I have abhorred them to destroy them, to break my covenant with them. But the tokaha, the tokachot, the rebukes, the reproofs that we have in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, it intensifies. It's like turned up without any sense, without any sense of reprieve. The first tokaha is stated in the plural. The first rebuke, the first reproof is stated in the plural and was delivered to the nation, to the people, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites as a whole, directly from the mouth of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power. Now the second tokaha, second rebuke, reproof is stated in the singular. We have the singularity sense, and was delivered to individuals, the indivisible duals, the individuals from the mouth of Moshe, from the mouth of Moses. The longer rebuke given by Moses, how many curses, how many consequences does it contain? It contains 98 curses, 98 consequences. Exactly twice as many as the 49 curses, the 49 consequences that are listed in Vayikra, in Leviticus. Now, according to the sages, the first rebuke, Tokacha, concerns the destruction of the first temple and the Babylonian exile, whereas the second rebuke, it concerns the destruction of the second temple, circa 70 AD, and the Roman exile that continues to this very day in the diaspora, especially here in these Americas and the Caribbean. Ezra the scribe, decided that the curses in Leviticus were to be read before Shavuot, which is the time of the giving of HaTorah, before the harvest. And the curses, the consequences in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, were to be read before Rosh Hashanah, before the Yom HaTeruah, the day of the trumpets, known as the head of the year, so that the year and its curses, its consequences can come to a conclusion. It is often difficult to find volunteers to publicly read this portion during the synagogue services. In traditional Judaism, it's very difficult to find volunteers to read this publicly, to read the curses for disobedience publicly, this particular portion here. And I, as one who has aliyah this portion, it is a very difficult, challenging to go straight through and to read the Tokachot, the 98 curses, the 98 consequences. But let's ask a question, further question. What above all else, what above everything else is the cause of the fall, as the Apostle Paul mentions, as he mentions even in the Epistle to the Romans? What above all else is the cause of falling under the curses, of falling under the consequences? And we zoom in to Deuteronomy chapter 28 to verse 15, where the curses, the Tokachot, the 98 of them begins. What does it say? It says, Lo tishma b'koli Yahuwah, disregarding, not hearing, Lo tishma b'kol Yahuwah, disregarding the voice of Jehovah, and failing to perform his commandments, his mitzvot, his commandments, his imperatives, and the decrees, the statutes, the chukim. This will eventually and has brought about all the curses, ha-kalalot, the curses, the consequences, ha-kalalot, that we find listed in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to 68. So the cause of falling, the cause of the fall, what does Hawariya Paulos Paul, Rav Shaul, say? In Romans 11:11, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Chalila, God forbid. But rather, through their fall, through the fall of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, through their fall, salvation is come to Hagoyim, to the Gentiles, the nationalities. Why? For to provoke them to jealousy, to provoke them to zealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them, the riches of Hagoyim, the riches of the nations, the nationalities, the international community, how much more their fullness. So above all else, the cause of the fall of the so-called black man, the fall of the once lost, now found, the fall, even over the past 400 plus years, falling under Ha'kelalot, is because of Lo Tishma'a B'Koli Yahuwah, Lo, not hearing to the voice of Jehovah, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Shema. Why is the Shema, hear, give ear, hear, 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 why is it so very important?
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, what does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important, important?
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. Lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov. לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך. Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord. Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes.
and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O God, O God, O God.
Yes, 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 we did it, Tefillah. Also sign for us as the Shema, namely Exodus chapter 6, verses 4 to 9, Exodus chapter 11, verses 13 to 21, and Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. So the Shema Yisrael, of course, that's Deuteronomy, Devarim, this book we're in, the fifth book of Moshe. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, the Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. But then there's more to that, so we go on with verses to verse 9 right there. And that was Queen Makedah with Malachias Edek, yes, I and I elder right, you know, to read about the 400 years and the Shema Yisrael. So here for this Kitabo, for Kumi Ori, Rise, Shine, you know, we have one more, you know, Sabbath of, how can you say, of comfort before we come into the autumnal festival season, some say the fall festival season, last three of the seven appointments. And the third of the three times in the year, Kumi, Kumi, Ori, Ki, Ba, Orek, Ukavod, Yahuwah, Alayich, Zarach. That's the opening words right there from Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, Arise. Now, Kumi is speaking to she, speak to Yasha, Yisrael as she. Like, Kumi, rise. Ori, Ori, shine, speaking to she, Ki, Ba, right, for coming, right, Orek, thy light, speaking to she, U Kavod, and the glory, the abundance, the honor from the Kabod in the Hebrew, like meaning to be heavy, you know, or serious, even in the Ethiopic, we have Kabod, but here, word for glory, Kavod, ukavod, ukavod, and the glory, Yahuwah, ukavod, Yahuwah, and the glory of Jehovah, alayich, alayich is above, above, zarach, above the eye, is shining, above the eye. So right here, Let's go forward right here. Some questions and answers here, you know, for this key tabo, right? And we're going to pick up with the 14th question, right, for this 50th sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. To the 34th question, yes, sir. Here we have the 50th. So we just seal up some of the additional reasonments. Those reasonments, hopefully we get a chance to reason on it. Just reasonments. What's our perspective on it? You know, to chew the cud, as it were, of the word, the manna, the angel's bread. So here we had touched on in the previous Shavua the first 13 or so questions, right? But let's continue from question 14, Chaberim, right? Question 14, what is the sabbatical? The sabbatical year. This is for the RSS Kitabo, right? Senbet Begebahim Gizeh, according to the Royal Amharic, the Amharic Orit, you say the Torah, you know, within the Amharic there, when you enter in. Question here, 14, what is the sabbatical year? In the agricultural cycle of years, the seventh year is a, quote, sabbatical for the land. It's a sabbatical for the land. Remember when the Israelites, actually when the Judahites, the Yehudi, the Judahites, the southern kingdom, they went into captivity. What did John say to the prophet? He said, you know, now the Sabbath, because they were in exile in Babylon, now the land can enjoy her Sabbaths, her sabbaticals. Right, and this is kind of very interesting, you know, the amount of time, the 70 years. So when you do the math, you'll see how many sabbaticals that they did not let the land, the earth, they did not let her enjoy her Sabbaths. So what is a sabbatical? Right, the sabbatical is that rest, or the Shemitah. In the Hebrew, the Shemitah comes out in translation as sabbatical. It's a rest, a Sabbath, ceasing and desisting from sowing and reaping. The sabbatical for the land is called the Shemitah. So the Shemitah means release, the release. This is the sabbatical year, right? In the agricultural cycle of years, the seventh year is the sabbatical for the land, called the Shemitah, Shemitah being the release. Question 15, Chaberim. How much of a tithe? This is really interesting to really understand the real details of tithe and give thanks to the fellow Israelites and all those that went ham. They went ham. They were hot. Remember back about a decade or two almost ago on the internet about the prosperity pastors and prince, you know, with their tithe and all the kind of things they were doing. But what's interesting is that even ones like Creflo Dollar, you know, he is said to have said that, you know, he probably got it all wrong. So let's get it right here. Question 15 for RSS number 50, Kitabo, when you enter in, when you go in. How much of a tithe is required to be given to HaLewim, to the Levites, according to Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22? A tenth part. Now note this, however. Note this. This is part of the teaching of Torah concerning tithe. Right, that after harvesting, you don't harvest every week now. There's a difference between the income and wages. Take note. Let's reason on that. So how much were they required to give to the Levites? A tenth part. But note this, however, that after harvesting one fiftieth of the yield of the harvest, of the income of the ground, is separated for HaKohen, for the priest, as Terumah. It's almost like a throwing it, like an up offering. It's like Rumah means like to go up high, almost like a giving it up offering. Now after that, the tenth, the tithe, is given to HaLewim. So once again, a tenth part, but you have to note this according to the precept. It's after harvesting 1/50 of the yield of the ground is separated for HaKohen, for the priest, as Terumah, and after that, the tenth is given to HaLewim, the Levite. Remember, all of the priests, the Kohen, right, are Levites, but not all the Levites are Kohen, are priests.
Now, that tithe, that first one is called the Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser, the tithe, Ma'aser, from Aser, Eser, 10, Ma'aser Rishon, or the first tithe. Like the first day of the week is known as the Yom HaRishon. Rishon, first from the Rosh, the head. Right? The first. So the first tithe, the Ma'aser Rishon. Now, besides that, there's another tithe according to HaTorah. There's another tenth. Another tenth is separated to be eaten at the sanctuary during the celebration, the Ilibration, namely during the three times in the year, the Pilgrim Feast, the Pilgrim Festival, the Shilosh HaRegalim, when all the males of Yisrael are commanded to appear in the place that Yahuwah sets his name, the Hashem Veya. So we see the context of Jerusalem, the temple of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. So that means that the second, another tithe, was separated to be eaten at the sanctuary during celebrations. The pastor and preacher didn't tell you about that one. They told you that you're supposed to give all those tithes to them. If you knew this, you'd say, wait. There's another tithe that I hold back during the holy season, the festivals, and I basically, you know, bring that there for me, the family, the Levites, the orphans, the widows, and all of us to eat and to rejoice before Jah Eloheinu, right? They didn't tell you about that one. But now, this one, the second one is called the Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser, right, the tithe Sheni, the second tithe. But now note this, that during the sixth and the third and the sixth years, during the third and the sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, the sabbatical cycle, the second tithe during the third and the sixth years is given to the poor amongst us, among I and I, according to Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 28. What is this called? This, during the third and the sixth of the seven-year cycle, this is known as the Ma'aser Oni. The Ma'aser Oni, Ma'aser Oni. Right, the poor, the poor tithes, the poor tithes. Finally, on the Shemitah year, right, that's the seventh year of the cycle, none of the tithing Torah, direction, instructions are applicable, are applied. This implies, so what's the implication here, Chaverim? The implication is that we should donate at least one-fifth, right, one-fifth of I&I resources to fulfill the mitzvah, the commandment of tzedakah. Tzedakah often is translated as charity, but as you can hear, tzedek is in tzedakah. Tzedek means righteous and just. So what this is, tzedakah is righteous giving. So this implies that we should donate one-fifth of our resources to fulfill the commandment of tzedakah, of righteous giving. And note this as well, that money, or silver, as we call it, kesef, is also acceptable form of tithing. Some might say, oh, but money wasn't supposed to be given. Well, not as the first, the giving is from the land. But if it's too far to bring all that you have stored up in your barns, Torah says you can convert it into kesef, kesfi, right, which is basically money. So note that money is also an acceptable form of tithing. And this is called the Ma'aser Kesafim. Ma'aser, the tithe of the Kesafim. Kesef is silver, but the silver is like the bur in Ethiopia, the shekel. It's the basis of our economy. Like the Western system used to be based on the gold standard. Well, the Holy Covenant system is based on the silver, right? The silver standard. Question 16, Chaverim. What tithe is required every third year of the Shemitah? Every third year of the seven-year cycle, what tithe is required according to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 12? The Ma'aser Oni. The Ma'aser Oni, the tithe for the poor, for the poor. This replaces the Ma'aser Sheni, the second tithe, in the third and the sixth year. Question 18, Chaverim. How important, right? No. Let's see. Do we skip over one right here? No, we're at the, okay, 17. Who enforced the tithe of the poor, according to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 13 to 14? Who enforced it? Who was the enforcer? The individual farmer. Jah people farmer, the individual farmer would make a pledge, Lifnei Yahuwah, would make a pledge before Jehovah, that means in the holy place and before the Ark of the Covenant, the presence, as described in this verse, in the verse that we find in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 13 to 14. Question 18, how important was the tithe to the poor? How important was the Ma'aser Oni, right? The tithe of the Oni, of the Oni, of the Ani, the poor, according to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 15, right? How important? Well, it was very, very important, right? It's like a necessity. It's a must and necessity. Sense of fruitfulness. Why? Because the fruitfulness of the land, according to the landlord, Jah is earth's rightful rule, itself depends upon its observance, the fruitfulness of the land, how man affects the land. That's a good reason, Theia. See, the declaration, that word that he would give, right, before Jehovah, before the presence of the ark in the holy place, itself was made in a very low voice, a very low voice, until he got to the words that says, look down from your holy, your Isla habitation. This was proclaimed loudly, as it says, Kol Ram, Bekol Ram, Kol is voice Ram, like a high, 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 the dancer Ram, right? Pump up the volume at Ram, right? Kol voice Ram. So he would proclaim it in a low voice until he got to the words, look down from your holy, your set apart habitation, proclaimed in the Kol Ram, loud voice. In a year of blight, the sages, the scholars of Torah, they turned to an individual who was scrupulously, right, an individual farmer who had scrupulously, diligently, was diligent in separating his tithe. Quote, recite the declaration. So when a year of blight, like a year where the rains didn't come fully and we knew that we wouldn't have the, you know, the crops, many of the Torah scholars, they would find an individual farmer who was very diligent in separating his tithes. And they would say to him, recite the declaration connected with the tithes. Surely Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elahim, will listen and will bless Amo Yisrael, his people Israel, according to Ta'anit 1 and 4. Question 19, what declaration, word, the words of our mouth, this is why the psalm says those things, the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, not just in our words of prayer, you know, as we might casually or elsewhere pray, but also that which, according to the covenant, we declare. So question 19, what declarations refer to in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 16 to 19? What declaration? This declaration is known as the Pledge of Allegiance. No, not that Babylon thing, nah. Jah said if you didn't do his thing, then you're going to have to do their thing. So, but this one here in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 16 to 19, is known as the Pledge of Allegiance, right? The Hebrew Pledge of Allegiance. It concludes the legal, the preceding legal material, the lawful material, and it presumably it refers to a ratification, a putting into effect, making righteous of the covenant while in the plains of Moab, when it was in the plains of Moab. Find an interesting connection with the Ethiopian Hebrew commandment keepers when they're being called Moorish, and the Moors say that they're related to the Moabites, and then find the Moorish Jews, right? This is before we crossed over, became Ethiopian Hebrews. It's interesting, the last part of that wilderness, the plains of Moab. Yet it was before crossing the Yarden, the Jordan. Question number 20. Here. What does Am Segula, in the Hebrew, Am Segula mean, according to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 18 to 19? The Hebrew Am Segula, it means a select nation or a treasured people. In some translation, they say a peculiar people. But segula is like a treasure, like something that you guard and you protect. So Am is people, Am segula, a select nation or a treasured people. Some translators, as we said, say peculiar, right? But actually a treasured people. The idea is that Jah people are, quote, chosen, end quote, by Ha'el, the Almighty, was first mentioned when Yahuwah said to the elders at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, what did Jah say to them? In Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 to 6, he says, "Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep Briti, my covenant, you shall be my possession you shall be my possession more than all other peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a priestly government, and a holy nation, a nation set apart." Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 to 6. Now, note that the grammar, Hebraically speaking, the grammar in this verse in Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 to 6, it implies that Jah people were chosen, right, were chosen because for the sake of keeping all the commandments, v'lishmor kol mitzotav, mitzotayo, all of his imperatives. By doing so, the Beta Israel, kol Yisrael, Ayinai Yasharala, would be honored above all nations and made Kadosh, set apart to Yahweh, to Jehovah. In fact, it actually says in the Hebrew that if we obeyed, we would be most high above all nations, and our king will be most high above all kings. Question 21, why did the 70 elders join Moshe? By telling the people to, quote, keep the entire commandment, end quote. At this time, this Iowa in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 1, because the elders would cross the Yarden, the Jordan, with Jah people, but without Moshe, without Moses. Now, notice that the phrase, quote, guard the entire commandment, shamor et kol ha mitzvah, shamor et kol ha mitzvah, guard the entire commandment, guard all of the commandment. This may refer, right, either to the entire Torah or to the instruction to inscribe the various laws on the stones as described in the following verses. Or, when we recognize the context of the Hebrew, the mitzvah is what the 10 words, Esaret HaDibarim, they call the 10 words, not the 10 commandments in the Hebrew, right? But it's known as the commandment, the 10 words. Question 22. When the people, Jah people, finally crossed the Yarden, the Jordan, into the promised land, what was the first thing they were required to do according to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 2 to 3? The people were to locate and set up large stones and to plaster them over with lime so that they could be inscribed with what? Kol Dibrei HaTorah HaZot, all the words of this Torah. Kol Dibrei, the words of HaTorah, the Torah HaZot, the this. The she, the Torah is she, these words. It's in the feminine context here. Kol Dibrei HaTorah HaZot. Now notice that the words of the Torah were to be written, how? In a, quote, clear script. Ba'er Heitev. Ba'er Heitev. 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 Like from Tov. Like a good script, but actually a clear script, as mentioned later in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 8. Question 23 right here. Just a couple more questions here. Come to the fulfillment for this podcast. Question 23. What, Slika, where were the stones to be set up? Deuteronomy 27, verse 4. Where? They were to be set up on Mount Ebal, Ebal stone, Beer mountain, the Hebrew stone mountain near Shechem. Now, interestingly, Mount Ebal, the Hebrew stone mountain, was the mountain up on that the curse, the consequence was directed, according to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 29. Question 24, where was the city of Shechem, right, located? Shechem was located between Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. Presently, many say the city of Nablus in the West Bank. Question 25, what was required of the altar on Mount Ebal, according to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 5 to 7? What was required? The altar, the Mizbeach, was to be made of uncut stones. There's a prohibition, lo ta'aseh, don't use tools. The prohibition of using tools, it comes from the association of iron, right, with the instruments of warfare. So why does it say don't cut the altar of uncut stones? Because the prohibition of using tools, it comes from the association of iron. Remember that we was moving from the brass age into the iron age, right? So iron was associated with weapons of warfare. Right, the opposite of the altar, the Mizbeah purpose of the altar. Upon the altar were to be sacrificed whole burnt offering, the Olot, the Holocaust, the consumption of full burnt offerings, and Shelamim, peace offerings. Note that this altar appears to be different than the brazen altar. It's a different altar than the brazen altar of the sanctuary. Here, coming to a little fulfillment right here. Let's maybe give a couple more questions right here. But here, the seal psalm, the Baraka for the week to come, Psalm 67, also a Shabbat seal psalm, and beginning the first day with Baraka right here.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
And right there in Psalm 67, you see an adaptation. It's an adaptation of the priestly blessing. This is also said sabbatically at Sabbath time and on the first day for the new Shabuah. So in Psalm 67, an adaptation. A couple more questions here before we fulfill right here. Here, going to take it to at least the 33rd question, the 33rd, we said degree of the Q&As right here. So question 26, the requirement to write HaTorah in a clear script, Ba'ir Heitev, it suggested that translation of the text was problematic, according to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 8. Now, this is a discussion, a reasonment topic right here. Take note, Chavarim, in your copy books, hopefully the study books. Right? The ancient teaching states this, that, quote, one who translates a verse literally misinterprets the text. One who adds anything of his own is a blasphemer, according to Kiddushin 49 and 8. So one of the ancient teachings from the scholars of Torah is that one who translates a verse literally misrepresents the text. So when we have Paul, Rabbi Shaul, saying, you know, about the letter of the law, right, not the letter of the law, but the spirit, right, he's bringing that out right there. One who translates a verse literally misrepresents the text, not according to the letter of the law, but the spirit. But one who adds anything of his own is a blasphemer. Right, according to Kiddushin 49a. Question 27, why did Moshe and HaKohanim and the priest declare, Deuteronomy 27 verses 9 to 10, why did they declare today, Hayom, today, y'all have become a nation? today y'all have become a nation. We talk about nationhood. We are a nation within a nation. We need to be a nation and rise up as a nation. And one of the trying different formulas of it. But here is the principle. Why did Moshe and HaKohanim and the priest declare, today you have become a nation to the people, to Jah people, in the plains of Moab? Remember Moab? Commandment keepers, congregation of the living God, prior to, right, Ethiopian Hebrew and the Ethiopian designation, and that link there, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, this man was born there, Ethiopia. They were known as the Moorish Jews, and the Moors say that Moorish is linked in the Bible with Moab. So they were in the plains of Moab, and it was in the plains of Moab that Moshe and the priest declared to them that today, Hayom, y'all have become a nation. Why? Well, on this day, Moshe, he began preparing for Moto, for his death. And he gave the scroll of HaTorah. You know, people are funny, right? They say, how can Moses write about his death? But they're not even reading the rest of it. What did he do? He gave the scroll of Torah. It says he wrote the scroll of Torah, right? He had written to Halloween, to the Levites. One thing you find out about the Israelites, according to the narrative, that they were literate. Even the rank and file Israelites were literate, because the command, even in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to like 9, it says you have to write this, and you write this on your gates. How are they going to write if they don't know how to write? So they were literate. Right? It was on this day that Moshe began preparing for his death, and he gave the scroll, right, the Megillah of HaTorah, that he had written to Halloween, to the Levites, for safekeeping. Refer to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 9. Now, the sages, the scholars of Torah, they link the idea of becoming a nation. In the Hebrew, the word for nation is goy, right? Goy kadosh, a nation set apart. With the study of the Torah, again, the Rebbanim, the ancient scholars of Torah, they link the idea of becoming a nation, so the root of nationhood, with the study of HaTorah, the study of Jah's directions and instructions. Since the phrase, what's the phrase we have right here? Hasket u Shema Yisrael. Hasket u Shema Yisrael. Hasket, keep silent. Hasket, keep shh. Hasket, U and Shema Yisrael. And hear, O Israel, Hasket, U Shema Yisrael. Keep silent. And hear, O Israel. This implied that Torah, the direction, instruction, the knowledge, the da'at, the gnosis, with their identity, their ID, as Ha'el, Ha'ilehim, as Jehovah's chosen nation. This is similar to the Har Sinai, the Mount Sinai revelation, 40 years earlier, because we have a new generation here, the youths. Jah calling upon the youths because they are strong, right? Not the 40 years ago generation, that was their fathers. Question 28, which mountain was designated for HaBaraka, for the Berakot, for the blessing, the prosperity, the word sound, and power of increase, according to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 12. Well, this is Har Gerizim, the Mount of the Cutters, right? And this was near Shechem, right? That can mean the shoulder in one form or the burden in the next form. Apparently, Gerizim from Garaz, it means cutting up or cutting off. So some things we have to cut off for the baraka, for prosperity, for blessedness. Question 29, what tribes were to stand on, or some say near, Har Gerizim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 12? Well, the six tribes, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. Now note that these were all descendants of Leah and Rachel, the two ladies, right, the two sisters, Leah and Rachel. They were not the descendants of the concubines, the maids, the handmaids, Zilpah and Bilhah. Question 30, what tribes were to stand on or near Mount Ebal, the Hebrew stone mountain? Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 13, what six tribes? Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali. Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Now note that apart from Reuben, Reuben, and Zebulun, who are of, you know, we have of Leah, Zebulun of Leah, all these were descendants of the concubines or the handmaidens, Zilpah and Bilhah. Question 31. That's interesting there. Question 31. Who were to recite the Berkot and the Kalalot, the blessing and the curses or consequences? Deuteronomy 27:14. Who was to recite it? Ha Lewin. Who were to recite it? Ha Lewin. The Levites were to declare them with a kol ram, with a loud voice, or a voice kol ram. Ram, loud, or actually in Hebrew, a high voice, like a loud voice. Like we say the dance, a ram, you know, the sound system, a ram. It's loud, right? The loud voice. So the Levites, keeping the Levitical, were to declare them with a kol ram, like a loud voice. That some of the sages, they say this means, right, in the voice of Elyon, in the voice of the Most High, Elyon, that is in Hailahim's voice, in Elohim's voice, was, quote, mixed in with the pronouncements of Halloween of the Levites. Question 32. What does the word blessed mean in the Hebrew context of Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 27? Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 14. What does the word blessed mean? Now, in the Hebrew word used to, quote, bless is barak, barak, right? In the Ethiopic, barakata, barakata, which can mean to increase, right? But here, barak, the meaning is to bestow favor or protection, right? Favor or protection, but also increase, prosperity, increase. The noun baraka, right? The baraka or blessing as it's translated, right? Baraka generally refers to a list of good things, a list of good things from, Hebraically speaking, ha'aleif to ha'taweh, from the aleif to the tav, from the, quote, Alpha Omega, the beginning to the last, the 2-2 of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, as given in Leviticus chapter 26, verses 3 to 13. Now, being in a blessed state would mean being under and in Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elahim's favor and protection. Question 33. What does the word cursed mean Hebraically? Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 14. Well, the Hebrew word that's used here, it's interesting, there's actually two words that's used here in the two kind of contexts. But the Hebrew word used here, right, to curse is arar, 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 arar. In the Hebrew, has a sense of to sneer and to bind, to sneer and to bind. Now, this is often used as, in the Hebrew, as an antonym, like an opposite word, not a synonym, a similar word, but an opposite word for blessed, right, or barak or baraka. Now, one thing that we noticed that was interesting, let's see if we still have this here to share, because it reminded us of the Ethiopic, of the Amharic, the King of Kings, right, the language that he would turn, right, the pure language, the refined language, the pure language he would turn to his people from what? From beyond the rivers, beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. So when we looked up here in the Abyssinica, let's just bring up the Abyssinica again. So yeah, it's open. Arere, the arere, arara, arere, arar, right? The arere here from the Royal Amharic, it means to be eaten up, to turn green. incense turned green with envy, to be scorched. As a verb, arere, 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 right, on the Hebrew pointing, it would be like arar, right, means to be burnt black, to broil, to fry, to parch, to scorch. As a verb and a noun, arere, arar, means overcooked or scalded. So the senses don't like to be burnt. That's why the arar within the Hebrew, right, the closest counterpart that this word has, the arar in the context of aror, aror, right, is like damned. It's like damned or bloody. You know, like in England, say, you bloody, bloody this, you bloody that, you damn this, you blasted this. It has that sort of sense that if you do those things, you would have damned yourself. You would have sneered and bind yourself. You know, you would have almost burnt up, scorched, everything gets burned, right? The first person who was put under the divine, right, the divine curse was not, let's emphasize this, was not Adam, was not Adam, and was not Chawa, was not Kawa, Chawa, was not Adam, and was not Eve. So who was the first person? It was HaNachash. It was the Nakash, the Nachash, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 3, verse 14. He is the first person, right? The first person, according to the Hebrew scripture, that was put under the Arar, under the curse. Not Adam, not Chawa. They were told what the consequences. And notice how the consequences to their ucking up was to the land and was to the same thing that we would be blessed in. The fruit of the land, the fruit of the womb. That's the context there. But it was HaNachash. It was the reptilian, right? It was the serpent that was put under the consequence. Later, after that, it was Cain, Cain. Red eye and envious Cain, he came under the general curse of the land. The general curse of the land, we find that in Bereshith in Genesis 4:1-1. It says 4:11, right? Information, check it out. Check out the information. There's another verb that's used as well that is translated to curse. So when you're looking in the King James translation, you'll see curse here, curse there. It may not be the same word. Usually it's not, but there's a context when you recognize, well, which word is used where. But the other verb is kalal, kalal. We have kalal. Let's bring this up in Amharic. We know this from Amharic as well, the Afro-Shemitic language. That's why I say this man will be born there. You know what I mean? Because they are speak of the language, you know what I mean? But here we have kalele, kalil, kale, kalele. Let's look up this right here. Kalele in the Hebrew, right? Well, kalele, that enunciation is the Amharic. In the Hebrew, we would point it as kalal. Kalal, like dialect. Kalal, kalele. Kalele, kalal. What does kalele mean? It means to be foolish. To like be easy. Be easier. Like easy peasy. But the sense of the easy peasy is not in a good sense, but like fool. Kalele can also mean to lose weight in the sense of becoming light. Becoming, not light as illumination, but becoming of no, you have no gravity, no kabod, no kabada, there's no weight. Gravity is weight, right? Become light. Act disrespectfully, kalale, kalal, to stew. He's stewing on something, kalal, kalale. As a verb noun, kalale, right, came to be featherweighted, become rude or impolite. Also, we have in the sense of becoming like trifle, like something becoming trifle. There's another form of this right here. Let's see if we could get the kalil, just to share the kalil. Kalil here, right? Okay, it doesn't go into that right here, but it's like something light trifling, right? Light trifling, you know, like somebody not treating you proper, treating you like, you know, kind of out of your nature, right? But here from the Hebrew now, the word to curse, the second verb or the other verb is kalal, right? What does kalal mean? This refers more to speaking evil, right? Like speaking foolishly, you know, or, you know, you're playing with somebody's name, so to speak, you know, on that level, like speaking evil. The context here, speaking evil. Kalal in the Hebrew context has a sense of hexing. you know, like a pent, like pentagram, pent sends, and hex fix, like hexing, wishing evil, wishing ra'ah, ra-ra, wishing evil, wishing ra-ah, ra-ah, wishing bad, wishing ra-ah, wishing hurt, wishing illness, you know, wishing evil on others by means of words, right? Word sound. So the kalal here in the Hebrew sense, right? Wishing evil upon others, speaking evil. So the noun form of it here is kalala, kalala in the sense of the curse. Kalal, kalala is the verb. Here is the noun, kalala, right? Kalala introduces the series, right, the kalalot of consequences or curses that would come for disobedience, lo shema'a, not hearing, not heeding, right, not obeying, disobedience to Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty's covenant, Berit. We have this in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. At that verse, you know, the litany of curses of consequences follow through. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, both words, the arar in the form of aror, the verb is arar, right, of the aror in the noun sense, right, kalal, the verb, and the kalala, right, both words for curse, they likewise appear. For example, the one who curses kalal you, Jah says, I will arar. So the sense is the one who curses, who treats you lightly or like speaks evil of you, try to hex you, wish evil, rah-rah upon you, I will damn them, is what he's saying. I will burn them. In other words, I will scorch them. The one who allow you, I will arar, bringing out that sense right there. I know I said I was going to take it to, what, the 33rd? Let's just one more, 34th right here. Right. In Joshua 8 and 33, Joshua 8, 33, what do we read? We read that HaKohanim, the priests, and HaLewim, the Levites, they stood in the valley between the mountains. So how could they stand at Gerizim based on what we read in Yehoshua chapter 8, verse 33? It is said that the younger Levites, the Lewim, right, and those unfit for service, they ascended Mount Gerizim, while the rest remained in the valley before the Aron HaBrit, before the Tabot, before the Ark of the Covenant, reciting the Berkot, the blessings, the word sound of prosperity and increase, and the Kalalot, the curses, or the consequences, the curses or the consequences. Yes. Here. It's coming to fulfillment right here. Brothers and sisters, give thanks. May Jah bless the eye and keep the eye in I and I, cause his face, his grace to shine on I and I. Give I and I Yeshua shalom. Yes, I in the head, the heart, the home, as we move forward in this new Shabuah, one more Shabuah to go. Right, and for this Shabuah here, as we are in the seventh of the seven last Shabbats of the Hebrew churchical year, before we go into the feast, the festival season coming up, we have Sos Asis from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 10 to Isaiah 63 and 9. The key word, Sos Asis. What is Sos Asis? I will greatly rejoice. Yes, I, Rastafari. Give thanks. Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Shalom. Yeshua, shalom.
Yes, brothers and sisters and brothers here. Got about 6 minutes out. So here, let's just, Sabbath Seal. Sabbath Seal Psalm right here, 144, 144th Psalm, sealing up the Sabbath and also preparing for the new Shabuah. I know the language of it may seem like, you know, teach my hands to war, but
It's to be interpreted in the sense of business. Business is another form of war. You know what I mean? You know, in a good way, you know, for good eye. So right here, sealing up the Sabbath peace and getting ready for the working Shabuah, the working week. Here we'd like to share this, let's see, Dub of the Nazarene, on the Dub of the Nazarene, Solomon Jabi, Dub Wise, right here, Psalm 144.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm for the first day. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 134. Didn't have an opportunity to get into that right here, here, here. This Torah reading and feeding and this Shabbat. You know, Kumi, Uri, rise and shine. But here, Psalm 67 as a psalm of Baraka. Baraka, Bereket, blessedness. Right here, Psalm 67, right here, here, here on the outro. Shalom, Harim, shalom. You know, have a good first day. Pause. Koi, yeah, have a good first day, you know, and if it's a good first day, the first day of the Shabuah, of the week, of the strong, you know, make it sabbatically strong, you know, throughout, you know. Aliyah day, chant a psalm, do good. Yes, I keep the mitzvah, keep the command. Yes, I blessed be the King of Kings, Hashem Yeshua.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Shall fear him. Shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. See that. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. See that. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.